Joseph, we're at Teddy Miller. He's 9:33, and here we go with the first story. Can you tell me this one, please?
The boy's gone in the store to buy some food for his mom. This kid like wants some cookies.
Maybe you want to turn that, so I don't feel like wrong time.
And he took it a box of cookies. He took it his favorite, chocolate chips.
Okay. Sounds good. Are you turning?
Yeah. But he took the bar. When he took the box, the cookies rolled full down.
Oops.
That guy was mad at him, so the kid started running. And
okay, tell me this story, Joseph.
He made a sand castle and a rabbit came. The rabbit started to put his sand in the pail. So he dumped it on, so the rabbit dumped it on the hare's sand castle. And the hare, he was looking like this. What did this rabbit do? And the rabbit was like worried if the hare would get mad. And the hare started to cry, and the rabbit started to like feel bad. The end.
Good. Okay, tell me this story.
The rabbit and the hare are they're both going to have a picnic. And then they took out all the stuff and put out the blanket. Then they started eating. The rabbit had lots of food, like some cheese, chocolate bars, chips, subs, carrots, cake. And the hare's like, what does this guy bring to eat? A whole bunch of things. And the hare only ate the sandwich, and the rabbit ate the whole thing when she got the sandwich out. The hare looked at the rabbit, and the rabbit didn't look so well. So the hare went to a nurse and tell the rabbit has a stomach ache. And the hare's like pulling up to like get over the fast. The nurse rabbit looked and say, "You have a stomach ache." And he's like, "I think I noticed." So he came with the nurse to see if like his mom or his dad. The end.
Right. Okay, tell me
that. The hare was pulling away again, and the hare had a balloon on its wagon, and the rabbit came by and said, "Hey, you have a nice balloon." And the rabbit, he came to like touch the balloon, Then he tried to take it off for a sec, and the hare was like, "What are you doing?" The rabbit accidentally let go of it, and the hare was trying to reach it, same with the rabbit. But it went up too fast, and the hare started to get mad at him again. There was a balloon, and a rabbit was selling them, and he was just like standing there smiling. Then the rabbit say, "Can I please have one balloon?" It's like, "Balloons 5 cents." Like, that's how much, it cost. And they didn't have any money. So they went back to the north. And they asked if we can have, like, a balloon. And she came, and she gave 10 cents to, the rabbit and the hare. And they both, and the hare got a balloon back. The hare has its own balloon now. The end. There was a giraffe and an elephant, and the elephant had a ball, and she was bouncing it. And the giraffe was looking at it like, "Whoa, that looks nice." And the elephant accidentally put in the water, and the zebra looked at him, and he's like, "Oh!" And the elephant's like, "Ah, my bowl is gone." So the zebra, he went to get it, and the elephant was like, "Whoa, this guy's getting my ball." And the giraffe, he was going up to the ball, and he was swimming fast. So he got the ball, and he swam back to the elephant that lost her ball. And she said, "Thank you." And he's like, "You're welcome." The end. The elephant wanted to go off the diving board and go into the water. So she went to the diving board. She wasn't supposed to run. She won. The zebra said, "Don't run." And he only jogged. And the elephant she's slipping, and she fell down. She had a cut. There was a sign saying no running. And the zebra was like, "Oh, what? Are you okay?" Anyway, there's no running in a swimming pool place. And the lifeguard, he came, and he said, "Are you okay, little girl?" And the said, "No, it hurts." And then the elephant gave her a band-aid, and she looked at it, and the zebra's like, "Are you okay?" It's like, "Ooh, it doesn't hurt anymore. Are you okay?" And she told the story how she fell, and the lifeguard says, "There's no running in swimming pools." The end.
Okay, sneak preview. Okay.
A giraffe had an airplane in its hand, and he was playing with it. And the elephant said, "Whoa, nice airplane you have in your hand." And he said, "Thanks." And he was returning to fly with it. The elephant said, "Wow." And she took it, and the zebra was like, "Hey." She's like, "Wow." She accidentally threw it into the water, and the giraffe's like, "What did she did?" She's like, "Oopsies." And then the giraffe started to get mad at the elephant. Then the elephant went to like a lifeguard, and she said, "Can you please get that airplane out of the swimming pool?" And he said, "I'll try." And he tried to reach it, but he couldn't reach it. Then the lifeguard couldn't, and the giraffe was crying. She's like, "Oh man, how am I supposed to get that back now?" And this one lady with this one net, she came and she took the airplane out of it. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. She has a net on her hand. Whoa, what for? Then she took out the airplane. It's like, whoa, she's doing that to get my airplane back. And he said, "Thanks." "You're welcome," said the elephant with the net. Like, "Ah, I like this airplane." And the elephant's like, "I like it." And in her mind, "I like it too." The end.